This whole thing for me started off back at man camp. Brian came up to me when we were just talking and had brought up the mission trip for New Orleans and asked me if I'd be interested in going. I kind of look around, I'm like, sure. And really in the back of my head, I started coming up with excuses not to do it. You know, like, what about school? What about work? You know, my health. You know, when I started mentioning that to multiple people here at Touchstone, and everyone just said same thing, just pray for it. We'll all pray for you and just pray for yourself. And it all slowly started coming together. First it was my health. I prayed for everything and my health slowly started getting better. And next was my job. They said, I asked them and they said, sure, just write out the form and we'll let you go. And they even donated money to the trip. Oh, wow. And my school went and talked to the dean and they said, do your homework in advance and we'll count you as if you're there. And then I was out of excuses. I look up and I'm like, all right, I'm yours. Just show me what to do. So, and then that day finally came. I'm shaking just like I am right now. I'm at the airport. We're all at the airport, you know. Me and Sarah, I'm going through security and I'm just never went through security. I've never been in that part of the airport. So, checking the bags and everything, everyone starts showing up and then they get on the speakerphone to have everyone get on and start boarding. I'm like, all right, this is no turning back now. This is it. Once I get on, I'm not coming home. Can't call in sick on this one. So, plane takes off. You know, I'm freaking out a little bit because I've never left the state, never been on a plane. And to do both of those for the first time for God doesn't beat that. You can't, doesn't get any better than that. So in that first flight to Houston for the small layover, it was kind of freaking out a little bit during the takeoff, but there was a lady that I'd met on the flight sitting next to me that kept calming me down. You know, she was talking to me. And then flight from Houston to New Orleans was fast. I was more calm. I was even taking pictures out the window. More than anybody would like to see. But anyways, we get there and a lot of things happened that really tested my patience. A lot of things really got the best of me. Everyone that was on the team was there for me to calm me down even when I was about ready to just flip. Even people back here in Sacramento were texting me, you know, saying, you know, just pray for it. Just take a step back and breathe. And I did that. And I feel stronger for all of that that happened, everyone that was there for me. That first weekend was actually really tough. And everyone on that team knows exactly how tough it was. But we all pulled through it. It was just, you know, our patience being tested. And we all grew stronger for that. And then the week came. And no matter how prepared you think you are for what you're told you're going to do, you're still not prepared. You know, we get there to the house, you know, getting ready to work. And we're told we're going to, you know, tear off a roof. And, you know, Sean goes, that's not a good idea. So we start laying the felt on the roof. Sure enough, there goes the rain, pouring. Literally within a few minutes, the pockets of my tool belt filled with water. So, and we got the roof on, you know, everyone did their part, you know, painting, whatever, inside and out. By the time we were done, it looked like a totally different house. And everyone that I worked with on the roof, Sean and Mike that's not here, who lives back in, I think, North Carolina?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, they definitely taught me a lot. Sean had the patience to put up with me on there. But when we finished that house, I didn't know what was coming up next. I didn't know if we were just gonna, you know, veg out for the rest of the trip or something else was coming up, because I don't think anybody really knew. And then the next thing came up where we went to a pastor's house in Houma, and he needed a new roof. So we get there, half the team gets split up to go somewhere else and do some work over there, and me, Sean, Mike, and the other Mike, we were working on that roof. And then Tina and Teresa started doing work on the roof too, and I give them a lot of credit because they unloaded a whole pallet of shingles on that roof. Tell me that isn't the strength of God right there. But they did an awesome job. I think everyone there did an awesome job. They kept me strong. Everybody in this team kept everyone strong. Not just within the team, but within the communities that we went to. And I feel like I'm not the same person anymore. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I feel stronger emotionally, spiritually. And I don't, saying thank you to me doesn't really, you know, spell it out. Because we left Sacramento as a team. We worked there as a team. And I feel we came home as a big family. And I want to thank you all for being there for me. Because I know my patience was not very good. I want to thank you all for sticking by me, for praying for me. And I want to thank especially Sarah putting up with me. Lord knows she does put up with me. But everyone on that team was just amazing. Everyone had their talent. Everyone knew what needed to be done. Everybody did it. And it was, everyone said it was life-changing. Part of me believed it. But now I totally believe it. And now that we're back here, I want to go back. I wish that was something I could do for a living. But I'm really proud of everyone that was on that trip. And it was really nice to meet new people, because I was definitely out of my comfort zone for the first few days. But I got over that, because now I truly believe that God wants me to do things for other people. He wants me to be there for everyone else, and that's what I'm going to be from now on. Somebody needs me, I'll be there for them. Because I believe that's what God wants me to do. So thank you to everyone here. Thank you everyone that isn't here. I love you all.